We are on Daf in Gimel Amud Beis. Erech, the first third of the Amud. Rav Huna by Yehuda Oma Rav Sheishes Chodek Toni. That's what it says in the Baraisa, that Maaseh Sheini is Botel Boreiv. And that's talking about a case that it's a Dovah She'ein loy matirim. So till now we learned that speaking about two different cases. One case is speaking about the tzapoches mishove pute. The second case is speaking about shenichnes Yerushalayim v'yotzo. That is speaking about that noful mechitzes. It's speaking about ma'aser she'eini toyer. Called the Machitzes. That's a second case that it's not Shayach Pidyon, right? Because Kultur Machitzes. And it's not Shayach to eat the Maaseh Sheini because Nofel Machitzes. Now we don't have any Machitzes left. So we have two cases of Maaseh Sheini that's Ein Lei Matirin. Rav Huna by Yehuda Omar Rav Sheishes Chodek Toni. The Braise says one case. What is the case? Maaseh Sheini She'ein Baisha Vepute She'nichnas Yerushalayim V'yotza. One case. So now the Gemara is going to explain why is it called Adova She'ein Lei Matirin. So the Gemara starts off, Amai v'neda v'naylei v'nechlei. So bring it back in. Was Yotza, bring it back in. So the Gemara answers, V'yotza means the novel mechitzes. Mechitzes fell down, so you can't eat it anymore. He never took it out. But Yotza means that there's no mechitzes left. V'nifreke, so now the Gemara asks Misvore, oh, since there's no mechitzes, alochere, there should be a din pidyon. Ha'oma rova mechitza lechol deraisa, mechitza likloi terabonum. The whole din that if it was once in Yerushalayim, you can't be paid anymore, that's only at the rabbonu de kedin. V'chigozo rabbonon ki isnayu l'mechitzes. So it's mistava, this gzeire is ki isnayu l'mechitzes. Ki lesnayu l'mechitzes legozo rabbonon. That's the Gemara's kash. The Gemara says, no, loy plug rabbonon. There's a loy plug that means that even though now there's no eitzah what to do, in L'chair it would have been preferable that we should be poide. L'chair the whole din of mechitza likleit is, don't be poide, eat in Yerushalayim. Now we can't eat in Yerushalayim because there's nafla chayme. Afal pikein loy plug rabbonon. And you can't be poide, you can't be yoichel. So it's a dovo she'ein loy matirim, and that's why it's botel b'roy. Fine. So that's the second half of the Barais. So why does the Barais have to say it doesn't have a Shava Pute? I feel it has a Shava Pute, it's a Dova Shein Le Matirin. I feel it yesh by Nami. So the Gemara says, Loi mi boi koma. The Barais wants to tell us a Chiddush. Loi mi boi yesh boi de Kolten Le Machitzes. That if it's yesh by shove pute, so then we say kolt and lay mechitzes. It says dus chal achiyuv p'diye. There was chal that the kolt and lay mechitzes that you can't be paid anymore. Avol ein boy. But if it's ein by shove pute, ein mo loy kolt and lay mechitzes kamash malo. So let us see, Rashi, what the Chiddush is by Ein Boishav Aput. Rav Huna b'Rabbi Yehuda Oma, Hoda Oisves L'Cheskiye Mereshet, the Kasha you asked in the beginning on Cheskiye, דקטוני באיזה מייסה אמרו שאין בישוב הפלוטה וקשה לך לעבד כדחסקי. You ask, זה מייק לקרסקי, ביפוידה על מויס הראשיינס. That's לאי קשה. The קשה and חסקי is not a קשה because חו דקטוני. אין בישוב הפלוטה שנכנס שלושליים ויוצא. You know why you can't be paid al mois arishaynis? The klitas mechitza is makabes melechalala. Because since it was kolta mechitza, so kolta mechitza means that you lost the schus chilu. Melechalala yoid al mois arishaynis. So that is the teretz. The teretz is that why can't you be paid al mois arishaynis? Because kolta mechitza. V'neder, v'na'aylei, v'nechli b'rishalayim, im taru v'osay. Z'rimos is the nofru mechitzes. V'haynu yotze diktoni. Z'rimos says, so fine, so why does it mention ein b'yishav v'pute? Afele yesh b'yishav v'pute. That is, it is a bar pidyin. Nami lav bar achiluhu. You can't eat it because it's nofru mechitzes. ולאו בחילולו ביקוס קולטו המחיצס, ומאי טוני באיזה מייסה אמרו בשם בישוב הפרוטה. Why do you have to mention it's אין בישוב הפרוטה? אבל יש בישוב הפרוטה. That it's a bar pdia, it's, you can't be pointed because קולטו המחיצס. And the Gemara says no. He wants to tell us a chiddush that afilu אין בישוב הפרוטה there's a din of קולטו המחיצס. What does that mean? לאי מי בוי יש בוי דקיוון דבר פדיו הום. Since this is about פדיה חי לאולוב קליטס מחיצס דרבונון. So then it is a par ptiye, so then there's a din called a mechitzes. Vloy mifrik suks, and you can't be paid. Avol ein boy, but what is the din? If ein boy, eimo bechiyai gavne, loy ligze rabonon klites mechitzes le ptiye. The whole din ptiye is a milse de loy shchiche. So I would think Bechi I gavna leiligza rabona klitis mechitzis lepti de milsa leishrichu lechala moisari shoynes. So I would think this whole din of kultu mechitzis, which is a gzeire da rabona that you can't be mechalo, that's only an achilu de shriach. But achilu de leishriach that you mechalo la moisari shoynes. So I would think there's such achilu Bechlau, there's such a chilu, there is no gzeira of kotu mechitzes, because it's a chilu de lo yishriche. V'neved leke de chizkiye, kemash melon, that, no, afilu by a chilu de lo yishriche, they also were gzeira kotu mechitzes. So that's the teretz why you can't make chilu, because it's kotu mechitzes, and the Brais is telling us, that we say the rabbonah the kedin of kultu mechitzes afilu by achilu the lo yishriach. Now the new sugya. Tonu rabbono im goyel yigal ish mi maisroi v'loy kol maisroi perat le maisr sheini she'ein boy shove pute. And this was the halacha we were learning the whole time. That if the maiser, that it says in the pasuk im goel yigal ishmi maisroi, that there's a din geula, there's a din chilul, mi maisroi, on some maiser sheini, not on all maiser sheini. So this pasuk is telling us there's some maiser sheini where there's no din geula. And what Maiser Shein is the no din gula that you can't be matvis arana matbeya, that's Maiser Shein Shein by Shove Puta. Itma, so now we have a machlikis amiroin. Ravami omar ain boy, Ravasi omar ain bachim shoy. Now I'd like to be mavaya what the machlokes Rav Ami and Rav Asi is. Rav Ami holds, im goel yigal ish mi maisroi. The mission, the posik is speaking about gule of maiser sheni. And it says that there's mi maisroi, not all maiser sheni is about gule. So we learn out, if the maiser sheni is not worth a shava putim, that's a lav bal gula, that means you can't be matvisit on a matbeya. The maiser sheni does not have a shavi shava putim, you can't be matvisit on a matbeya. That's ein boy. Now, if we'll look at the posik, we'll see the posik speaks about chaimish also. It says, in goel yigal ish mi maisroi, vi yosaf chamishisoi olov. So in this posik, it's speaking about you're making a geula. Who is making a geula? The bailim. Vi yosaf chamishisoi olov. So, Rav Asi learned pshat, this is how the Ritva says pshat in Rav Asi, that what there's a meal, that you can't be goyel, there's a certain maiser sheni that you can't be goyel. It means a maiser sheni that the chaimish of this maiser sheni is less than a put. That means because in the same pasuk says v'yosam chamishi se'olo. So we learn this. What is the mi maiseroi? You can only be goyel a maiser sheni that has a keren and a chaimish of a shava puta. That means it has the whole thing. Then you can be goyel it. But if this is a maiser sheni which will not have a chaimish of a shava puta. Now let's just understand. The Gemara will say later, just let's give a tzio, that the chaimish is, it's a chaimish milabar, so that means if the maiser sheni is worth 4 putas, your maiser a puta for the chaimish is 5 putas. So that means like this. If you have 4 putas of maiser sheni, and then the chaimish will be a puta, then there's a dingula. Then there's a dingula. If you have less than 4 putas of maiser sheni, so then do not be a chaimish of a puta. So the keren is nismayit. The keren is nismayit from geula. And let us just be moisif, the achoinim amavaya. Later we're going to see that the chaimish is not ma'akev, the geula. So if you don't even give the chaimish, it's nigal. So what is pshat over here? We're saying that you can't make a geula if the chaimish is not a put, if chaimish is not ma'akev. So the chaynim, Rameya Simcha, and others say, kol roi lebila im bila ma'akevis, v'kol shein roi lebila bila ma'akevis. That means, that's true. If you have enough ma'aser sheini, that you could make a chaymish apute, so then if you weren't mafkish the chaymish, so it's also nigal. But if this is a ma'aser sheini, that you don't have a chaymish apute, so then, it's not, so the maiser is not roi legula. That is the miyut. The miyut is im goel yigal ish mi maisroi. There's some maiser sheni you can't be goel. Which maiser sheni can you not be goel? If you don't have a chay mishapruta. If you don't have a chay mishapruta, so it's not roi. It is a maiser sheni that is not roi lachaymish. A maiser sheni that's not roi lachaymish is a lav bar geula. Yeah. So now let us see. Itma, Rav Ami Oma Ein Boy. That means the whole meat is in the Maiser Sheni there's no Shava Pruta. If in the Maiser Sheni there's a Shava Pruta, you could make a Gula. Rabasi Omar Ein Bechaim Shoim. Rabasi says you cannot make a gula in the Maiser Sheni if there's less than 4 putas in the Maiser Sheni. So that means you will not have a chaimish putah. רבי יוחנן אמר, אין בו רבי שמעון בן לקיש אמר, אין בחיים שעים, מי סבים. רק לגמרא קשה, מי שני שאין בו שווה פרוטה, אז לא שווה פרוטה, דיי שיאמר הוא בחיים שעים, בחולל עמוי שרי שיינס. That if you have a ma'aseh sheni that doesn't have a shava pruta, so be'etzem, it's a lav ba'chilu. You cannot make a tchilas ha'chilu with this ma'aseh sheni. So da'ye she'yoymahu v'chaim shem v'chul olam mo'is ha'rishaynes. So, but if you have already mo'is ha'rishaynes, which already it was nitvis and them kedushas ma'aseh sheni, so then you can say, that this Maisa Shaini should be Mechulul on the Maisa Rishainis. Bishloim Laman Da'oma Ein Bechoim Shoi Hainu Diktoni Dayoi. Da'afal Gav Dibidi Dei Isbei, even though there's a Shove Prute in the Keren, Kiven the Bechoim Shoi Leke Shapir. So that's why he's telling me dayoi. Elolamanda omar einboy my dayoi kashe. So we have to know this is a very, very difficult gemara. What is pshat in the gemara? So I saw in the oitzim before Shea Talmud, he brings down a merdike pshat, which is the only pshat I understand. So the oitzim before Shea Talmud says like this. He says, the Emerson, then we'll see that this is Michlal and Loshin Rashi. Let us go back to the Gemara and we'll explain the Gemara. Meisve, Meise Sheini She'ein Boi Shove Pute. Meise Sheini She'ein Boi Shove Pute. Dayoi, it is sufficient She'yema U B'chaim Shei Mechulo Amoi Sarishayis. Now we have to understand this word dayoi is a sore thumb. The dayoi is not necessary. That means let's go if we learn ein boi shava puta. Maisa sheini ein boi shava puta. Yeah, maisa sheini. But it doesn't have a shava puta. So if I would take this maisa sheini, I'm not bekoyach to be mechalalit al mois. Because that is the dinim goyel yigal ishmi maisi can only be goyel maisi shayni that's worth a shava puta. Maisi shayni that's not worth a shava puta, you can't be goyel. So memele, so it should have said, maisi shayni shayim by shava puta. Yaima Hubachim She Mahula Mai Sari Shainis. He should say Hubachim She. The word dayoi is not, that's the din. The din is Yumachalal Amoy Sari Shainis. I could understand this din without the dayoi. There's a din Yumachal Amoy Sari Shainis. But if I hold that you need Hubachim She. So what does that mean? So that means like this. I have my shesheni, that's two prutas. You can't be mechalalit, because it's not roi lachaymish. Three prutas, you can't be mechalal. Four prutas, there's four prutas, and then it's roi lachaymish pruta, then you could be mechalal. So the din of chilo, my shesheni, only starts if I have my shesheni of four prutas. If I have Maisa Shaini less than four putas, I can't be mechalalit. That means I have a Sela, I can't be mechalalit because less than four putas is not Roi L'chaimish put. I can't be mechalalit. Fine. Now, what is the din of Baruch Hashem? There's a din of Moisa Rishainis. That's to put on Atchilas HaKdusha. If it's less than four prutas, you can't be matvis akdusha on the money, because it's a maisa sheni that's not roi lochaimish prut. But if I have mois rishainis, no, Baruch Hashem, so then I have already mois rishainis, so be machala mois rishainis. So now, can't show you laben. What is pshat in the mois rishainis? Mois Rishainis means that when he was Mechalal the first time, he's not Mechalal exactly. That means if I had five putas of Mois Rishaini, he's not Mechalal Asela, it should be exactly five putas. There's a mokum pony left over in the mois that wasn't nischalo yet because you're not mitzamtzim. You leave over something in the mois. You're not mechalal exactly shove b'shove. You leave over something. So now, if I need to be mechalal apoches mishove pute, I'll tell you, listen, in mois harishayin is zich apoches mishove pute because he wasn't mitzamtzim. But if you need 3.5 putas, because till the Maisha Sheni is worth 4 putas, you can't be mechalal it. 3.5 putas is Allah Ba'achila because it's not Roy L'chaimish. Who told you that Maisha Sheni is 3.5 putas left? That already is a great kite. How can you be assured? I'll say it should be mechulal al mois harishaynis and shuldikt. Mois harishaynis shalhuta, you left over 3.5 putas. Who told you you left 3.5 putas? And that's amoyer de kekasha. You didn't leave over 3.5 putas. Say, bezoi, how can you be mechalal? Not a bikasha tak. How can be mechalal al mois harishaynis? Shteite noitza amoyer de kepshat. That's true. If you'll be mechalal b'shovyoi, you have a big problem. So you can't be mechalal 3.5 putas on the mois harishaynis because 3.5 putas are not left. But there's a mechudish tika haloche by chilul meiser, by chilul hegdish, hegdish shove mone, shechilul al shove pute b'chulul. Amar adikadid. If I want to be mechalal, a huge amount of hegdish, a huge amount of maaser sheni, on a shove pute, I can't be mechalal. I can't be mechalal such a thing. So, but that's a b'di'evad the kiddin. So here, that's the taichin dayoi. Dayoi means, listen, you have a problem over here. You have maaser sheni that is worth 3.5 putas. You have no eitzah to be mechalalit. To be mechalalit on new money, mois chadoshis. You can't be mechalalit on mois chadoshis because Kozman, you don't have meiser sheni of 4 putas, it won't become nischalal. So the only eitzah you have is to be mechalalit on mois harishaynis. But mois harishaynis also can be mechalal because you don't have 3.5 putas in the mois harishaynis. So here they said that since with the yevit, egli shava mona shechilu, al shava puta is mechulu. So I'll be mechalal. So how much do I have left in the mois harishaynis? Maybe a puta. Fine. So we'll make a b'di'evedik yechilu. That the 3.5 putas will be mechala on what is left in the mois hasheni shashava puta, that mechala allows that. Aye, that's only with the evidik yadin, daya. Listen, you don't even eat it. So now the daya is meiridik, the daya is a meiridik yachidish, that even though al pi cheshbin, you don't even eat it, but it's daya itimi mechala on mois hasheni. This pshat to eat it brings down, it's a beautiful pshat in the Gemara. Like this, the Gemara is Sheklach Shver. Now, let us see Rashi. Let us see Rashi. It's a Trashi. It's a Trashi. Prat l'she'ein boi shove pute, she'einoi b'chlal ge'ule. That if there's no shove pute, there's no ge'ule. V'limdoch she'eino toifeses pute. So it's coming to tell you that the Kedushas Maiser Sheni will not be Nitvas Hana Pruta because you have less than a Shava Pruta worth of Kedushas Maiser Sheni. Rabami Omar Ein Boi Shava Pruta Sheninu. Avol Im Yesh Boi Shava Pruta Bar Gulu. so then it's a bargu shikimegula. V'toifes pidyoinoim. So if the maisha sheini alone has a shavaputa, even though the chaimish of a shavaputa is not a shavaputa, you don't need a shavaputa of chaimish. You need shavaputa of karen. So a karen that has a shavaputa, so that maisha sheini is royally gula. Rav Asi Omar ain b'chaim shay shavaputa shanino. The love Bar Geulahu, you cannot make gula on the Maiser Sheini, you can only make gula if the canon is worth Arba Putis. Because the Pasuk ends with Yosef Chamishi Soyolo. So, you got me Maisroi, it says v'yosef chamishi seyolov. So you need a maisa that is a bar chaimish, that is a chaimish of a pruta. And if it does not have a chaimish of a pruta, she cannot make a gula. So it says if you don't have a shava pruta gai kedecheski. I don't say, listen, I don't have an eitzah. I don't have an eitzah to make chilul because I can't make it. It's me maisroi, since this is not worth dalet putis. So I can't make chilul. So what's my eitzah? I say, I only have one eitzah. Atche yalenu lishalai. Or yamtin atche yitzafenu imache. The kivin, yeah. So I don't say that. The kivin, the b'chaim shaylek aprutem. Since in the chaimish is not aprutem, like a choshev. So it's not choshev enough to be mechalo. It's not choshev enough to be mechalo lambo is chadoshes. V'dayoy bekach. So then it's dayoy to be mechalo lambo is harishoynes. And we say, shave mone shechiloy al shave prute mechulo. Ella lamandi yoma ain boy, but according to the mandi yoma that says ain boy, so what is our problem? Our problem is I have maisa sheini that's ain boy shove prute. That's my problem. My revusoi, what's the chidish? It's a chle misne daye. Oh, it's daye you could use maisa sheini. Shashakoyach, what's the daye? What's the chidish? Since the zicher left over a pochis mishavaput on the moiser shoynis, because he wasn't mitzamtzim, so why do you have to say dayoy that he should be machalulay a pochis on moiser shoynis? Listen, I'm a hubacham shoy that is machulal on moiser shoynis. So that's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara says. My daya, kasha. So the Gemara says kasha, it's a good kasha taka. So this is a raya to the man the yoma that hu b'chaim shebin. Iboilu, anusugya, chumshe milegav. That when you maisav a chaimish, is it a chaimish of the Karen, a chumshe melabav, or it is a fourth. Your maisef a fourth, and that means why is it called a chaimish? Because altogether, this fourth, when you add it onto the Karen, will be a fifth. Amar Ravine Toshma. So Rabina says, Toshma bingi arayim. Now, this Mishnah is speaking about, a very interesting Mishnah, speaking about pidyon hekdesh. How we decide who should be the poyde and how much he should be poyde with. So the Mishnah says a very interesting scenario. Habaylam oimrim be'eschem. We have here the baylam amagdish akarke. And now we're coming to be poyde the karke. So the baylam says he's maskim to give 20 zuz. V'chol odom be'eschem. And everyone else is also asking to give 20 zuz. So that means the kark is worth 20 zuz. Abaylam koidmi. So the baylam has a din kedime. He'll be the one that'll be poide. Bimnei she moisif in chaymish. Because the baylam is moisif a chaymish. So that means we have here two bidders, the baylam and someone else. So now, and each one are bidding Eslim zuz for the karke. So if the bailam will be the poide, so Hegdish will get Eslim zuz plus a chaymish. If someone else will get the karke, Eslim will only get Eslim zuz. So emela, so the din is, shaloi lahafsid es Hegdish, so we say the bailam has a din knime, bimnei shemaisif en chaymish. Omar echot, harei olai be'esrim be'echot. One of the, one person says, I'm muchan to give 21 zuz. Habaylim noisnim esrim v'sheish. Amor de kezach. So the baylim gives, we'll see the cheshbon soon, the baylim gives, he, there was a bid of 20. His 20 is really kind of the karke, mirosa legboy kim sirosa legit, he bid at 20, and his bid was niskayim because his bid is the best bid for Hegdish. But since there is someone that evaluates the karke for 21, so he has to give 21 because of this evaluation on the canon. And he has to give 5 out his bid to give 20. So he's giving 20 plus 5, which is 25. That means his bids were 20, and he's mechuyev to give a chaymish also. So he's giving 25. But since someone wants to give 21 for the karke, so we can't take this away from the shabbos of the karke, because there's someone that's in the market that wants to give, so value is dependent in demand. So since there's someone that's mukhan to give 21, so he gives 21 and 5 for the chaymish. We'll see, we force him to give it. We force him to give 26. Esrei mushnayim, what is, if there are, there's a person that's masking to give esrei mushnayim, Abaylam Naisnim Esrim Visheva. So that means he gives his 25, but you have to be moisiv two zuz on the value of the karke because someone is mukhan to give 22 for the karke. Esrim Visholosh, Abaylam Naisnim Esrim Vishmoine. Be Esrim Vaarba, Abaylam Naisnim Esrim Vitesha. Esrim Vachomesh, Abaylam Naisnim Shloishim. Lefi she'ein meisifin chaymish al ilui shelze. That means he gives, and all the times he doesn't give a chaymish on what the bidders were male, the value of the karke. That means each bidder said it's worth 21, 22, 23. So we don't cheshbon that he has to give a chaymish of 23, of 24, of 25, because he didn't bid that bid. So memele, his bid was only a bid for 20, and his chaymish is 25. So mitzad, the chaymish is from, for what he bid. And he doesn't have to give a chaymish from the Ilui that others were mala the karka. He never bid to give so much money. So therefore the chaimish is on his bid. But he has to give more because since others were mala the shavis of the karka, so this goes into the keren, and the chaimish goes on his previous bid. But here we see chumshamilabar, because it says he gives four. It says he gives four. And then he gives five. I mean, he gives five, and five is a fourth of 20. He gives a quarter. So we see chumshamilabar. Else would have been, he would give 24. If Shat is, if you go Chumash Milagav, it'll give 24. Shema Mina. Zot Rashi. Zot Rashi. Chumash Milagav. Al-Shove Esrem Zuz. If it's worth Esrem Zuz. Maisef Arba. Say Maisef 4. Which is a fifth, Shein Chimshe Shal Kerem. Hay Chimshe Milabar Alabo Reveyim Moisef Achamishis Menachut. You give a quarter. The Havalola Esrim Zuz. And so if the Kerem was Esrim Zuz, Chamisha Zuz. You give a quarter, and this becomes Metzuriv to become a fifth Milabar. Habayla Moimrim. Be'esrim, Gabi Magdish, Upoidek Deishoy Tanan Lo, Be'meseches Erchem, Mimnei Shemay Sifen Chaymish. So we say that he's Mechuyiv to be paided. Be'esrim Shelahem, so is there a bit of 20, Havichof, hey? So, but when they bid 20, Hegdish will get 25. The Ilu Shakal Odom, Lo Yosef Chaimish, another person will not be Yosef Chaimish. Habaylim Noisnim Al Kol Chon. It means that Philo they want to be mischaret on their previous bid. But I'm sorry, you bid by Hegdash Zedin Mirosel Legboy Kim Sirosel Hadid. Habaylam noisnim al kolchon esrim v'sheish. She evshel lo seis lo zeh be'echad v'esrim to give to the bidder who said he wants to give 21. Shenim se hegdish nipsad ba'abo sloy. Hegdish, if you'll give it to the one that's 21, and he's mechuyev 25 already. So memeilem, so you don't let that person bid. Ulabaylam nami loypachsinim inakerem sheshomi ishachem. Belidach gisa that you should rechen a kerem of 21, 20. We also want to, because someone gave it a shavius of 21. Hilkach noisnin chav aleph leker. He gives 21 for the kerem. Vechamisha l'taisvus chaimish, and he gives a fifth l'taisvus chaimish. Val iluya ishels, and that what he was malet. It's worth 21. Shehela b'dom of sela, a maisev chaimish. He doesn't give a chaimish on his ilu. Ela keren sheshaman hu, what he was mekabel on himself to pay, and that you give a chaimish. Esrim v'chaimish, v'chaimish. What if there's someone that's bidding Esrim v'chaimish? Habaylim noisnim shloishim. So b'etzem, this is a very shver halach. V'hosam porich b'neim elegizber, osa gavre b'chrikoi. Why do I have b'chaimish? You force him to be paid there. So if tzabayishpo, they're offering 24. So Tabezin says, no, you already will mechayv yourself 25 Tabezin. It was Esrim and Achaymish. So Mamela, you're mechuyiv to be paid. But the minute, so since I was Machayev 25, I was the biggest bidder, I was Machayev myself. So merely you have to give, you have to be paid and be chesben with the shume of the one who was Meisiv, al shumasei shalabayl. But if Yene was shum for 25, my whole his chayves is because my bid was Machayev 25, and Fakert, so you can't deprive from Bezdin the Shavius of 25. But now someone is Mucham to give 25, so why do they have to be, why do they have to give 30? Why do they have to give 30? So there the Gemara asks this Kash, Esim Mechamish Abaylam Noisim Shloishim, Vosampoch Venemel Gizba, Also, Gavre Bacharikoi, there's someone in my place. Arei ba'och bo acher tachteinu, shechofetz liten kame sho'oi lekeren v'choi mishemarti. That means already the 25 that I was muchen to give. You have someone giving 25. Ve'in hegdish nifsad, you're not losing anything. So v'loma nochi v'zal losi shloishim. That Gemara is the kasha. Besiyim ha-Mishnah, the Mishnah's Messiah, Omar Echad, Arei hu sheli ve'esrim v'sheish, Omar higaticha. But if someone offers 26, then it's icha, he'll get it, not the one who was, he bid it 20, he's mechuyev to give till 25, but if Hegdish can get more, so that's that. Shmamino, Chumsha milabar, midiktoni, choymish al esrim schoim, chomish loim, re choymish minachot. So choymish is minachot. Zakte Gemara Vaida. Kitanoi, so the Gemara wants to say, this is a machlikes tanoi. Says in the Pasuk, V'yosaf chamishisoi olov, shehu v'chaimshoi chamisho, that the keren plus the chaimish, that will bring about five chalokim. Chamishisoi olov, that means on the keren, you'll add on you'll add on, and that'll make it a chaimish. Hu v'chaimshay chamisha. Divrei Rabbi Yashi. Rabbi Yonasan Oymar, chamishi soy, chumshay shel keren. Chamishi soy means chumshay shel keren. Liboy ilu. Frek te gemore, klar te gemore, chumshaymish ma'akev, ay ene ma'akev. Is the chaimish ma'akev, or is it not ma'akev? What's the shail? Do I say, dalid b'dalid porik? That means the chilul, the pidyon is dalid b'dalid. Vachinavshei in memele me'elov ma'isev chaimish. That means the pidyon is nigmar b'dalid. If I have Meiser Shaini, that Shove Dalit. So Memele, so I take Dalit Putes, and it's Porik. I owe a Chaimish. I owe a Chaimish. But the Chaimish has nothing to do to the Chalois Pidyon of the Meiser. The Meiser is, was Nishalal already. Alma chaimish, loy ma'akev. So the chaimish is not ma'akev. Oy dilme arbo b'chamisha porik. Maybe arbo b'chamisha porik. That you can only be poide ma'iser sheni that is worth dalet zuzim b'chamisha. That means the chaimish is ma'akiv the chalois pidyon. So if you don't have chamisha, if in the chilul There's no chaimish in the chilul. There's no chilul. Yeah. I do ma'abo b'chamisha porik, b'chaimish ma'aket. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi... Huva chaimish ha'chamisha, ayna chaimish wabar, shu rabi yishalker. Chaimish ma'akev, achila chutz lo chaime, at shayitain chaimish. That means you cannot be the chalois chilul is not chal till you're machalul dalin and hay. Do you say dalin porik? Achenav she me'elov. Ain't I nichla me'elov. The pidyon is dalin and dalin. And the chaimish is me'elov. Ain't I nichlal ha'pidyon. It's ain't I bechlal ha'pidyon. It's not bechlal ha'pidyon. Pidyon is dalin bedalin. Sha'abo hazuzim podu ma'isa. Shukenegdo. Idulma abo b'chamisha porik. Kach ugzeres ha'kosu. Shachoimish mina pidyonu. The choimish is I can't make a pidyon of dalit without stelling zu a choimish. Ve'ein shav dalit nivdim b'poches mi'chamisha. Now let's say we have two taisvisin. We have taisvis and then Gimel Amid Beis, the bottom taisvis. Ein boy shove prute. Ein boy shove prute. Maklad, is it ein boy or ein bachaim shay? Ein boy shove prute. So taisvis says, ein taifis pidyon. Vlei boy le medrish, ein boy shove prute, ein moisef chaimish. That means, maybe, how do you know, b'chlal, this is a miyut an geule? Maybe this is a miyut an chiyev chaimish. Maybe that's pshat. Let's say this kasha. Ein boi shove prute, ein taifes pidyon. Le boi le meidrish, ein boi shove prute, ein moisef chaimish. Our pidyon taifes, the svara lo ukme miyute, begufo. V'loi b'chaimish, the pachas mishava pruta, lechoshiv momen litveis pidyim. So lechoyre dachsme toisvis means, lechoyre it's a miyut in the geula. Im goyl yigal mi maisroi. So there's a miyut geula only by certain maisres and not all maisres. So we say the miyut is, if you have a maisa shava puta, then there's a din gula. There's maisa less than a shava puta, there's not a din. So I say the miyut is in the gula of the maisa, not that if it's less than a shava puta, you're not maisa v'chaimish. Because the, even though the person can speak about a sofas chaimish, but the pashti de kro is memayet, the pashti de kro is memayet gulas maisa. Avol leman da omar ein b'chaim shoy. But now Taisa says, but if you learn that the miyut is not in the maisa, the miyut is in the chaimish kosher. The tvei avol lemed lemedrish teini maisa chaimish. Say v'say, it's not a miyut. It's not a miyut in the maisa. That means maisa shava prute. You also, that means, since it's not a miyut in the maisa, so maybe the miyut is that you're only maisa v'chaimish, if the chaimish is a shava pruta. The maisa has a shava pruta, and I still have a miyut. So maybe the miyut is in the chiyah v'yisof as chaimish. That's Taisvis Kasha. Dachsach mir, the Ritva says pshat na sugyan dachsme according to the Ritva would be for him for Taisvis Kashe. The Ritva says that even though there's a Shava Pruta in the Karen, the meat is in the Geula Sakaren. That, because that's the Pashto they call im goyl yigal mi maisroi. You need, there's certain maisr shiny that is a din gula. There's certain maisr shiny that's not a din gula. And the miut is, if you don't have a chaymish, so that maisr shiny is nismayat mi gula. That is Pashto they call. The miut mi maisroi is going on gula. Sometimes you can make gula and sometimes you can't make gula. So he holds a keren that's not roi l'chaymish pruta is mufke mi gula. But not to say that if there's no chaymish pruta, there's not a chuyiv to give a chaymish. The meat is going on gula, not on the chiyuve chaymish. So that's why it's mistava to say that that is pshat and the meat.